Smart English Today, SET, Intermediate 3. Extensive Listening. Title, Using Integrated Pest Management.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu akan mendengar dialog antara seorang pembawa acara dan Mr. Smith, seorang ahli pengelolaan hama terpadu dalam sebuah acara bincang-bincang di televisi. Bersiaplah untuk menjawab pertanyaan yang diberikan.
Please listen carefully. We Got It is a talk show program on TV. It airs weekly and discusses various topics. Today's talk is about pest management, and today's guest is Mr. Smith.
Pests are considered to be a major problem in agriculture. What do you think, Mr. Smith?
Yes. Well, there's no easy solution. Pesticides are commonly used, but they also cause many problems.
How can the problems of pests be solved then?
I think combined strategies that control pests with minimal risk to the environment are needed. Pesticides are very harmful, you know.
I see. Can you explain further?
Firstly, pesticides contain chemicals. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil and build up residues in the environment. Naturally, this reduces the quality of farm products. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. Consequently, newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. Furthermore, some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Well, it's clear that pesticides are not an ideal solution. Is there anything else that we can do to manage pests?
Yes. Identification of pests will help in determining the best management strategy to be used. Natural enemies such as predators, competitors, and parasites can be used to control pests. If pesticides are used, they must be used in a way that is not harmful to people, non-target organisms, or the environment. I hope these strategies will help you to use the best and the safest pest control strategies.
Yes, that's very interesting, Mr. Smith. Do you have anything to add before we finish?
I truly believe that integrated pest management is a safe and more effective way to fight pests in agriculture. Harmful pesticides should not be used in any longer.
Sahabat cerdas, kini saatnya untuk mengecek pemahamanmu. Jawablah pertanyaan-pertanyaan berikut dengan memilih A, B, C, D, atau E.
Answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number one. What is the conversation about? A. Pests. B. Competitors. C. Natural balance. D. Farming technique. E. Integrated pest management. Question number two. What is the purpose of the conversation? A. To control pests. B. To promote effective pesticides. C. To explain how to wipe out pests. D. To inform listeners about the benefits of using integrated pest management. E. To inform listeners about the controversy of applying pest management strategies. Question number three. How many negative points about using pesticides does the speaker mention? A. 1. B. 2. C. 3. D. 4. E. 5.
Sahabat cerdas, ayo kita bahas jawabanmu. Soal nomor satu tadi berbunyi,
Question number one. What is the conversation about? A. Pests. B. Competitors. C. Natural balance. D. Farming technique. E. Integrated pest management.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
E. Integrated pest management.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan tentang isi dialog. Untuk menjawabnya, kita dapat menarik kesimpulan dari percakapan yang diberikan. Nah, di akhir dialog yang kita dengarkan tadi, kita mendengarkan kesimpulan dari bincang-bincang yang telah dilakukan. Ketika pembawa acara mengakhiri wawancara dengan bertanya,
"Yes, that's very interesting, Mr. Smith. Do you have anything to add before we finish?"
Mr. Smith menyimpulkan perbincangan dengan menjawab,
"I truly believe that integrated pest management is a safe and more effective way to fight pests in agriculture. Harmful pesticides should not be used in any longer."
Sehingga, kesimpulan dari percakapan tersebut adalah pengelolaan hama terpadu. Jadi, jawaban yang benar adalah
E. Integrated pest management.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 2.
Question number 2. What is the purpose of the conversation? A. To control pests. B. To promote effective pesticides. C. To explain how to wipe out pests. D. To inform listeners about the benefits of using integrated pest management. E. To inform listeners about the controversy of applying pest management strategies.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
D. To inform listeners about the benefits of using integrated pest management.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan tujuan dari percakapan yang telah kita dengarkan. Dalam bincang-bincang yang telah kita dengarkan, kita tahu bahwa pembawa acara sudah menyimpulkan bahwa pestisida bukanlah solusi yang baik untuk membasmi hama. Sehingga dia bertanya mengenai apa yang bisa dilakukan untuk mengelola hama.
Well, it's clear that pesticides are not an ideal solution. Is there anything else that we can do to manage pests?
Yang dijawab oleh Mr. Smith dengan
Yes, identification of pests will help in determining the best management strategy to be used. Natural enemies such as predators, competitors, and parasites can be used to control pests. If pesticides are used, they must be used in a way that is not harmful to people, non-target organisms, or the environment. I hope these strategies will help you to use the best and the safest pest control strategies.
Sehingga kita tahu bahwa tujuan dari percakapan ini adalah untuk menginformasikan mengenai strategi terbaik untuk mengontrol hama. Jadi, jawaban yang benar adalah
D. To inform listeners about the benefits of using integrated pest management.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 3.
Question number 3. How many negative points about using pesticides does the speaker mention? A. 1. B. 2. C. 3. D. 4. E. 5.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
C. 3.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan mengenai poin-poin negatif yang disebutkan dalam penggunaan pestisida. Pada awal percakapan tadi, kita tahu bahwa Mr. Smith mengungkapkan mengenai bahaya penggunaan pestisida. Sehingga, sang pembawa acara menanyakan lebih lanjut mengenai hal ini.
I see. Can you explain further?
Kemudian, dijelaskan oleh Mr. Smith dengan menjawab,
Firstly, pesticides contain chemicals. These chemicals are absorbed by the soil and build up residues in the environment. Naturally, this reduces the quality of farm products. Pests can also gradually become resistant to pesticides. Consequently, newer and stronger pesticides have to be developed. Furthermore, some pesticides harm and kill non-target animals, which affects the natural balance in nature.
Mr. Smith menyebutkan 3 poin negatif penggunaan pestisida, yaitu bahwa pestisida mengandung bahan kimia yang akan diserap tanah dan menjadi racun di lingkungan. Kedua, pestisida menyebabkan hama menjadi kebal terhadap pestisida. Dan yang terakhir, pestisida membahayakan hewan, bukan target. Sehingga, ada 3 poin negatif yang disebutkan oleh Mr. Smith. Jadi, jawaban yang benar adalah
C. 3.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu telah menyelesaikan latihan ini dengan baik. Sekarang, bersiaplah mengerjakan latihan yang ada pada track 3. Tetap semangat berlatih dan belajar ya.
Okay, listen to the next track please. Be ready to answer the questions.